Sie hören SBS Radio. Weitere Highlights in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.
Melanie Beckers arbeitet ehrenamtlich in Southeast Melbourne und hilft Flüchtlingen und Migranten, sich in der neuen Umgebung einzuleben und mit passenden Gesundheitsleistungen auszustatten. Laut Melanie sind vor allem Ältere anfälliger für Depressionen. Fälschlicherweise werden die Symptome aber einfach nur für eine typische Folge des Älterwerdens gehalten.
First thing is, they themselves are not aware that they are going through some kind of sickness. The few people they have connection with, they are unable to identify, okay, this person is going through some kind of anxiety or depression, that's why they are behaving this way or that's why they are unable to sleep.
Der frühere Präsident der Australian Medical Association, Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal, sagt, es gibt eindeutige Anzeichen, an denen man erkennt, ob eine Person an Depressionen leidet oder nicht.
It's often just the way in which they appear. They haven't taken time to look after themselves with how they dress, demeanor, you know, the way they groom themselves. The house may be untidy. They may just not speak very happily, a bit of a monotone. No life in the speech. It means that they are not functioning well, not really in any interest, nothing sort of to look forward to, nothing that they're enjoying at the moment.
Dr. Haikerwal ist außerdem Vorstandsmitglied bei Beyond Blue und Allgemeinmediziner in Altona North, eine der multikulturellsten Stadtgemeinden von Australien. Dort trifft er immer wieder auf Menschen, die mit einem älteren Patienten zu ihm kommen, oft aus Sorge.
In my practice, on a daily basis, I'll have concerned neighbors bringing in their older, retired neighbors because they're worried about them one shape or form. It may be because of a medical issue. It may be because they're losing weight. It may be because they're tearful. It may be because they're just disengaged. And approaching that is really important.
Laut Melanie ist es nicht immer einfach, eine ältere Person auf deren mentale Verfassung anzusprechen.
I just be there for them, give them calls, go out with them, just to make them feel comfortable. If I feel that they need to see someone professionally, I connect them with them and encourage them to say that, you know, this is nothing wrong, that everybody has problems like this. It is just common. So just giving them hope.
Wenn man sich um die mentale Gesundheit eines älteren Menschen sorgt, sollte man versuchen, ein einfaches Gespräch anzufangen und langsam das Eis zu brechen, so Haikerwal.
People will not say that they are low or depressed. They always put a brave face on. The most common greeting is, how are you going? How are you? And the most common response is, I'm all right. And it's actually important to go beyond that. How is, you know, other aspects of your life? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping all right? Are you eating all right? Is anything worrying you? Have you got stress? Words like that in the non-clinical setting, which can be a good alert and a good trigger to keep the conversation and take it at the next level.
Auch körperliche Beschwerden wie Schmerzen oder Erschöpfung können Anzeichen einer psychischen Störung sein.
If something's wrong, it's wrong. But sometimes it can be a depressive illness, anxiety illness, which can mimic some of the symptoms of those medical conditions. So you always need to work those side by side and not ignore the medical, somatic, and not ignore the depressive mental health illness sides of it as well. So that you can be sure that you're eliminating the somatics, so that you're not just bobbing people off and saying it's all in your mind, which you must never do. It's a very unhelpful way to be. But you must always work through the mental health side of things when you're dealing with the bodily somatic issues, because one can aggravate the other.
Es gibt verschiedene Auslöser für Depressionen. Typisch sind vor allem Krankheiten oder Trauer, der Verlust einer geliebten Person, finanzielle Sorgen, soziale Isolation oder auch ein Umzug in eine neue Umgebung.
People who are retired or retiring and feel that they have a lack of purpose. Older people often feel a burden on their families. They feel a burden on their children, grandchildren. And, you know, they need to be reassured that's not the case. And if they are unwell, the illnesses can be dealt with. And it may mean dealing with the medical side, but also may mean dealing with the stress side as well. And that's not a bad thing. It can be dealt with.
45% der Australier leiden mindestens einmal im Leben an psychischen Problemen. Jährlich sind 1 Million Erwachsene von Depressionen und 2 Millionen von Angstzuständen betroffen. Es gibt aber verschiedene Herangehensweisen, einer Person in Not zu helfen.
There's a lot that can be done, including conversation, including joining people up to other people who can put a bit of spark back into their life, provide them activities, and obviously and a connection with health professional, general practitioner, psychologists, other people around that are working in the community that can support people.
Dabei sind vor allem soziale Kontakte wichtig. Laut Melanie trägt die Interaktion mit anderen Menschen zum allgemeinen Wohlbefinden bei.
Especially the people who are connected with something, like say religious people. There are seniors group, ethnic senior groups are there. There's some kind of interaction with the other people. The that way they get to have a better quality of life and have a longer life as well.
Weitere Podcasts in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.